Welcome to the British History Podcast. If you love British history, then you are definitely in the right place. My name is Philippa, and I will be taking you through British history, the people, the events, the intrigue. Some of the stories you may think you know, but you don't know them in the way I tell them. And then hopefully, I will also be able to introduce you to something new too. Now, this podcast is free, and it always will be. But if you would like more History Lover benefits, then please consider coming and joining me over on Patreon at patreon.com/British History. But for now, let's get into today's episode. The 8th of June, 793, saw the first Viking raid of England. Now, it's not the first time they had visited English shores, but this is the first time that they had done a seriously destructive raid, and it was on Lindisfarne Priory. Lindisfarne is a tidal island. In other words, it is linked by land at low tide and is cut off from land at high tide, off the Northumbrian coast, so off the northeast coast of England. Now, the priory on Lindisfarne was intimately connected, or is intimately connected, with the rise of Christianity in this country. It was established in the 7th century when, in 623, the Northumbrian king at the time, Oswald, asked a monk called Aidan to come over from Iona over in Ireland and establish, well, come over to be his bishop, and he could establish a priory on Lindisfarne. By the time of the Viking raid in 793, Lindisfarne had become a very prosperous and wealthy priory. And that is in no small thanks to a monk there called Cuthbert. Cuthbert had joined the monastery. He had become a monk bishop. He had tried to bring in reforms to the priory. That caused some tension, and he actually ended up going away to another island to live as a hermit. However, he had to come back to Lindisfarne in 685 when the then king made him bishop. Cuthbert died in 687, but 11 years after his death, they decided to open up his tomb, and they found that his body was still perfectly formed, and they took this as a sign of his purity. So his coffin was lifted to ground levels, and a ground shrine created to him. Not long after, miracles began to be reported at happening at the tomb of Cuthbert. The cult of St. Cuthbert grew, and it attracted pilgrims. It attracted the wealthy nobles and kings' patronage, and so the priory itself became very wealthy. So by the time the Vikings came to raid, there were plenty of treasures for them to pilfer. Over the centuries, the monastic order on Lindisfarne suffered many Viking raids, eventually withdrawing to the mainland for safety. That safety lasted only until the north became a battleground between Scotland and England during the reign of Edward I. For the majority of the time, though, there was a monastic establishment over on Lindisfarne, even though the mother house had been established in Durham on the mainland. And so, through Viking raids and open warfare in the north, the monastic order of Lindisfarne had survived. That was, of course, until the total suppression of all monastic houses under the reign of Henry VIII between 1536 and 1541. Lindisfarne was one of the first to be suppressed in 1537. It wasn't, however, dismantled like many of the other monasteries were, and that is because of its physical location. It was considered potentially useful as a defensive position against foreign raiders. However, it was subsequently left to decay. But you can go and visit Lindisfarne Priory. It's run by English Heritage now. Just make sure you check the tide times.